full-time center his final two seasons at Florida State, Brian Stork started at both guard positions earlier in his college career. He even worked at tackle one offseason for the Seminoles before moving back to center. He also played tight end in high school and quarterback in youth leagues. Stork knows the game, but all the moving around also taught him that the most important thing to do is your job, no matter what position you're playing.
I mean, I love playing center. It's my favorite, but I can't play others. I did it at Florida State. It helps you see the whole, you know, whole picture and lets everybody know that, you know, hey, this guy can do it, you know, if we need him. And like I said, the whole picture, you learn more playing every position.
Stork also learned a lot from Florida State head coach Jimbo Fisher, who led the Seminoles to an undefeated national championship season in 2013. Stork was a big part of that, winning the Remington Trophy as the country's top center and being named to several All-America squads. Stork calls himself an intelligent, nasty player who never takes a play off, traits he honed under Fisher.
Well, you know, Jimbo coaches us like we are in the NFL. You know, every single play, if you do screw up, it's the end of the world. You know, they're on you. And I think it's going to help us be prepared for this upcoming level.
A player's potential for immediate impact in the NFL can be tough to project. Some say it depends on the position. Others say it lies more with the individual player. Stork has all the credentials that point to starting as a rookie, but what does he think?
I haven't really talked to anybody about it. I'm sure Travis Frederick could tell you all about it. But, you know, it's not easy going to the NFL at all. And it's easy getting here, but can you stay here? That's the trick. And that's what I believe in.